The veterans wore everything from combat fatigues to business suits and had the chance to speak with over 60 employers. Kathy Anderson, manager of the state program Homebase Iowa, hopes both groups will benefit from the fair.
Whether they're in Iowa, whether on the border of Iowa, or whether they're across the country at bases or at bases around the world, we want veterans to know the number of jobs that we have available in Iowa, the quality of jobs we have available in Iowa, and the strength of our economy and how much we are really looking for those veterans to help take our companies forward.
25-year-old Michael Bellows from Davenport served 4 years in the Army, including assignments at Fort Bliss in Texas and in Germany. He just got hired a month ago at a factory in Dixon, Illinois, but earning just $10.25 an hour, he needs more to support his wife and newborn.
Management would be preferable, along the lines of marketing, but gotta have schooling for that. They said to always apply and get your foot in the door, and then you can work towards the goal of whatever you're looking to get into.
And while Michael Bellows is looking for a job, his wife Kyla has just started college.
When they're in the military, you have to basically feel like you have to put your life on hold, and then when you come back, the Army doesn't really give you a good buffer time to kind of get things in place before they kind of kick you to the curb. So we've been searching, we've been trying, and now I'm going back to school to try and get a good job, to go for IT.
Many young veterans need more education and training to fight the unemployment battle. Then, employers like Norfolk Iron and Metal in Rock Island want to hire them. This is the company's first time participating in hiring our heroes. Tori Forsberg, the human resources manager, says the company has positions but can't find the right people to fill them.
Our workforce is just becoming so unskilled. I feel like the veterans will offer us a more skilled workforce. You know, they provide us a skilled work set that can come right into the workplace.
But what if you do have the skills and training and you still can't find a job? That's the problem for 31-year-old Michael Bostick. The Davenport native served in the military for 8 years and was trained in logistics and supply chain management. Since losing a job at the arsenal, he's been working part-time, but has tried for 2 years to find full-time work.
They want to pay you minimum wage, or they'll tell you you're overqualified for a bunch of jobs. That's discouraging. It's good just to get face-to-face and see the people instead of them getting 200 resumes for one job and then, you know, you might not qualify or something like that.
Mark Moomy from Davenport sings a different tune. The 58-year-old Vietnam veteran spent over an hour at the job fair in hopes of finding a part-time driving job.
Most of these jobs here that they're offering are like kind of like I would call career jobs that you would want to stay in for the next 20 to 25 years. At my age, I'm not going to stay in my job or anything that would offer me this till I was 85. That'd be totally ridiculous.
On Friday, Iowa became the third state to join the Get Skills to Work Coalition, a national effort to hire veterans. And Kathy Anderson of Homebase Iowa says this is just the beginning.
To the extent that businesses understand what these transitioning military members have done in the field and the leadership that they offer, as soon as that connection's made, it does not take long for them to understand the importance of that veteran to their bottom line.
For WVIK News, I'm Renata Sago.